Let's get started. I'm Sri. I'm a dev on the Outlook team. Been with Outlook and Microsoft for almost 4 years now. So I'm going to cover MAPI over HTTP from the Outlook perspective. A lot of it is probably going to sound similar to what Joe just said. Instead of saying, Joe said things like, you know, the client should do this, the client should not do that, I'm just going to say, Outlook does this and Outlook does not do that. So I'm going to go over how Outlook is implementing the MAPI HTTP protocol using WinHTTP. And I'm just going to talk about some error handling scenarios that Outlook currently does. And I'm just going to give like a brief overview of like some of the major differences between RPC and MAPI HTTP. So what I'm not going to cover is the specifics of the protocol, because Joe already did that, and the actual physical TCP connections. And that's just because WinHTTP does all the handling for us, and it's all abstracted away from the client, and Outlook has no control over it. So this is a brief overview of what the change is in RPC versus MAPI HTTP. So you can see, like, in currently today in Outlook in RPC, we just talk to the RPC runtime, and then that talks to WinHTTP, and then that talks to Exchange. So we're just getting rid of the dependency on the RPC runtime layer and instead directly talking to WinHTTP. Outlook and WinHTTP. So I'm just going to give a brief overview about some of the WinHTTP objects and how Outlook is using them to talk to Exchange. So at the heart of WinHTTP, there are three main objects. It's the session, connection, and request. So the first thing Outlook does to talk to WinHTTP is create a session. And that's done using the WinHTTP open call. I think the only parameter it probably takes is like a user agent string or something. Once we have a session, we can create connections off it. And we do that using the WinHTTP connect call. And from the connection, we can create multiple requests using the WinHTTP open request call. I will go into a little more depth about how we use these functions. So once we have a session, we need to create a connection. And that's done using the WinHTTP connect call. And we pass it the session handle we got back from the WinHTTP open call, along with the server URI we want to talk to and the port. For secure communication, so we specify the default port for HTTPS servers. And one thing to note here is the actual connection is not made at this point. The actual connection is established only when we actually send the first request. And also there's no one-to-one mapping between like WinHTTP connections and TCP connections. So where do we get the URLs for the calls? Joe already mentioned that. It comes back from the auto-discover response. So that's like a sample auto-discover response we get back from the server. It has, this one just shows the internal URLs, but you get back like, you may get back an internal and external URL for each for the mail store separately and for the address book. So currently Outlook just tries hitting the internal URL, and if that fails, we fall back to the external. Once we've created a connection, we can create requests on the connection using the WinHTTP open request call. You just pass it the connection handle along with the verb, and since MAPI HTTP is all the requests are using the post verb, we just mention the verb as post, And to use SSL, you need to specify the WinHttp flag secure. And one thing to remember is it's not sufficient if you just mention the flag here. You also need to specifically mention on each request that you need to use SSL. Then the operation we want to perform on the server is set on the x-request-type header, like example, the etdo-connect, the do-disconnect, or the RPC. I believe those names have changed. Aside from the x-request-type header, we add the cookies we get back from the server as other headers, and we set the authentication scheme to use the set credentials call for that. I'll talk a little later about how we choose the authentication scheme. Cookies. So Outlook maintains a cookie jar, and the way we do this is we get back a response from the server, and all the cookies we get back from it, we just stash it off in the cookie jar. It's pretty opaque to us. We don't go and extract anything. And then on the subsequent request, we just copy over all those cookies we got back from the previous response as like headers on the next request. We don't really do any processing with the cookies. Okay, WinHttp set status callback. So after this point, everything is for WinHttp is similar for both the synchronous and asynchronous version. So this is where it kind of diverges. So Outlook uses async WinHttp, and that's done using the set status callback. So on this function, you specify the request on which whose progress you're interested in, and you give it like a function pointer for the callback, and you can also specify the notifications you are interested in listening to. Outlook currently listens to all the notifications, but it processes like only a few of them. It just does interesting stuff on a few of them. So I called out two of the callbacks which Outlook handles. Once the header is available callback, which is triggered when headers are available for that request, and and the other one is the data available callback, which gets fired when there is response data. So like you saw all those pending markers and stuff. So for each of it, we get back a data available callback. Then WinHttp send request is the actual function you use to send the request, and this is when the actual connection gets established. And you obviously have to specify the request handle, and you can specify any additional headers you want to specify. And this is where we add the any optional data we want to send along with the request. This is very similar to what Joe showed, except this is from the Outlook side. I took the trace from the Outlook side. So that's a sample request and response. Like the first part, the URL we got back is from the auto-discover response. Then the x-request type with telling the server to do a connect, and the response we get back has like the mappy context cookie and the sequence cookies, and on the subsequent request, like we just send over all those cookies back to the server, and the server sends us back the response. So this is just a screenshot of our connection status dialog. So each of these entries corresponds to a logical Outlook session, which means we have a WinHttp session associated with each of it. So that's like a mappy context associated with each of these connections. Yes?
Does that mean at that moment you have 4 to 2
designs? Yes. We do. I'm not sure if it's we're going to have exactly 4 TCP connections. Could be more than 4. Yeah, at this point, when the status is established, it means we've done like a successful connect call to the server. I'm just going to go about some of the error handling scenarios. The interesting one is the 401, the access denied error we get back. So the first request we send to Exchange is an anonymous request. We don't specify the auth scheme. So the server is going to respond back with an access denied. And after that, the Outlook goes and like queries for the auth scheme supported by the server. And from that, we pick the first scheme they tell us to use. And then we retry the same request with the auth scheme. Timeout. So I think there were a lot of questions about this. So timeout is if we don't hear back from the request, from the server within a specified period of time, like Outlook is going to time out. So Outlook is basically listening for the chunking markers or some kind of response from the data like at a specified interval, and that interval is determined by the X dash pending period header. So we start an internal timer, and every time we receive like a callback saying headers are available or like there's more data available, we go reset this clock. And if we don't get back or hear anything in that time frame, then we're just going to time out and cancel the request on our side. How does that relate to the X dash expiration info? So the X dash expiration info header tells us the time the virtual context on the server is going to be valid. This is the pending period is per request. Like it's telling us like I expect to hear a response back for this request for every 15 seconds or whatever. So the X dash expiration info is for the time the session context is alive on the server. So when we time out, we cancel the request, and that's just done using the WinHttp close handle call.
Is any notion of the soft and hard limits for the timeout something like soft limit is 15 seconds and maybe the hard limit is 30 seconds?
Yes, so currently the way Outlook does it is we send a X dash pending period interval as a part of a request. So, and then the server is supposed to acknowledge that and send us pending markers in that specified interval. And our timer is like the period plus, I think, 5 seconds or something. So if we end up canceling a request, then like it happens in RPC, we just go through the full disconnect connect loop. So that means this next time we'll have to go create a new session context. Notifications. So the way we deal with notifications is we park an async wait call on the server, and the server is not going to complete that call for like 5 minutes or until there is actually some new event. And in that 5 minute interval, it's just going to keep sending us like pending markers or processing or whatever that is. That's just a sample request. An async wait call. That's a response. So every time we get back one of those markers, we go reset the timer so we don't time out. the differences from RPC, fast resume. Joe talked about how the session is not tied to a particular connection. So we in Outlook we call this the pause resume functionality. So when you hibernate and resume, or if you change your network interface, like go from wired to wireless or something, then we don't do a full disconnect by default. So we go into a state we call pause, and then when we get back a connection, we resume and we try using the previous session context. And if that succeeds, we just continue using that. If that fails, then we go trigger the full disconnect-connect path. So this is just a very lightweight operation which doesn't call any server-side functions. And this is different from RPC in the sense that RPC in all these scenarios will, by default, go do a disconnect or a unbind for an SPI. The requirement is when we go into the pause state, there should be no outstanding requests. That is, there should be no requests which have been submitted to WinHttp but which haven't been completed. The reason being, once we submit the request, we can't tell what the state of it was on the server. So if there was an outstanding request when we try to go into the pause state, then that's going to fail, and then we're going to go back to the full disconnect-connect path. The only exception is for the hanging notification call. If that is outstanding, it's fine. We would still do a pause resume. The interface change is interesting in the pause resume scenario because we still need to reconnect the TCP connections using the new interface. So we still keep the objects alive on our side. The only thing we do is tear down the existing WinHttp session we have and like create a new one. So that will guarantee that we have a new TCP connection. Protocol switching. So we still support RPC, and the way Outlook determines which protocol to use is again dependent on the auto discover payload we get back from the server. So auto discover is going to tell Outlook which protocol to use. If we're currently connected using MAPI over HTTP, and then we notice a change, like auto discover telling us to use RPC, then we're going to prompt the user to reboot Outlook, and then when you start the next Outlook session, then we start using the new protocol.
Do you think there will be some kind of GPU also to kind of override this? I'm thinking of the use case of a company who has a third-party man-in-the-middle solution that is not right now supporting this MAPI over HTTP, and they might want to still use their third-party stuff. So even if they move to Exchange 2013 that is supporting this MAPI over HTTP, they might still to force the client to use only MAPI over RPC.
So if I understood their question right, Outlook currently was just going to follow what AutoDiscover tells us. We do not have a GPO setting to help you to tell you what protocol to use. Does that answer your question?
That was the question. So there is no way to force the client?
No, not currently. And I don't think we have plans to do that. You could change it on the server if. Yes, then. That's a problem.
So for the RPC over HTTP, if we want to use RPC over HTTP, so as I know that when we create the Outlook profile, we need to specify the HTTP proxy. Is there any change we need to make to use the HTTP protocol when we create the profile?
For MAPI over HTTP?
No, for MAPI, yes, for MAPI over HTTP.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question? I don't think I got
it. I mean, for the MAPI over RPC, RPC over HTTPS, when we create the profile, we need to specify the HTTP proxy.
Right.
To use MAPI HTTP, do we need any change when we create the profile? That's right.
For MAPI, no, there's no, like auto discover should tell us, there is no extra configuration required.
But if we configure the profile manually instead of use the auto discover, is there any change?
So we don't allow you to configure the profile manually for MAPI or HTTP.
But if I want to create the profile through program, I need to get some parameter and set to create the profile, right?
We do not have the option to do that. Darren, is there anything you want to add to that?
So Joe actually talked about this in his talk, that we are relying more now on auto-discover than ever before. And there's really no way to configure this profile manually. These URLs are, if you looked at the URLs that were, you know, there's no way the user's going to be able to type that in. And the one thing that can be done is, if I understood, are you talking about PRF files, or are you talking about just manual configuration? Yeah, and I think you're talking just about manual configuration. There's no plan today to support manual configuration with MAPI over HTTP. Just like that, you really can't. You really can't configure profiles manually against Exchange 15 at all. The one thing that you can do is use a local autodiscover XML to point to another autodiscover server, right? To do a redirect to the actual server that's going to give you settings. But the manual configuration is not planned.
And I think that's pretty much all I had. So this is a talk about how we did RPC, which another dev on our team presented a few years back, if you're interested.